from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're getting close to football, and it feels good. We're talking to Kiko Maui Noah, Behind the U podcast. Kiko, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. So let's just start with this. Miss Spring Ball, how ready are you to strap on the pads and go rock somebody?
Oh, I'm beyond ready. I'm excited. I got the fire going on in me, and I'm just excited to get back on the field and just hit somebody. So I'm really pumped up for fall camp. It's coming up.
That's a nice way to start up there in Gainesville against the Gator.
I mean, I'm excited. I heard it's a nice atmosphere to play in, and
yeah, nice might be a one way of putting it.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the opportunity to go up in Gainesville and play them. So I'm looking forward to that first game, and I can't wait to play ball. It's finally like right in front of us, so I'm excited.
You made a decision last year to come back. What went into that?
Part of it was just seeing the process that this team is getting to. Developing over and over over time, and just seeing how much this team has come to this point. And I want to be in a part of that, something special that they got going on over here. And I think playing with my brother too is kind of a big deal to me. So I wanted to finish out, you know, one more year with him before going to the league.
What did you want to see? Or what did you see that made like, yeah, that has a chance to be special. I want to be a part of that.
Just the program itself, the culture, the coaches coming back, and you know, just overall program that the Miami has. I don't think there's any other program like it. We got a lot of guys coming in, and you got a lot of young guys too that are, you know, making strides of being really good. So I think this program is getting better and better every single day. And I see that. So I'm excited. A big part of it why I came back is just being able to, you know, finish out strong. And I want to finish out a Miami Hurricane and being able to, you know, win success and, you know, see where this team goes as far as I've imagined. So, yeah.
I'm sure you have big goals. What's in your head? Like, what's driving you? What's motivating you? What's out there?
Just being able to play. You know, I think I kind of left some pieces out last season, and I just want to, you know, fill those out and not being able to look back and be like, no, I wish I could be able to do this, but I think I worked hard enough and I put in a lot of work this offseason to get to the point where I'm really confident that I'll be a breakout candidate after this season. So it's a lot to prove.
Do you think you're overlooked? Because you just said breakout. I think of you and I'm like, man, that dude rocks. I'm glad he's here. But do you think you're overlooked?
I just got a big standard. I have a big standard for myself. You know, I think I'm the best of the best. Just be truthful with it. But I think I am being overlooked by some people, and there are doubters out there. But I think that's all up to me, a decision for me to do. So I think I made my mind up already that, you know, I'm going to be working as hard as I can to be ready for that first game. So like I told you before, like I'm confident how much I put in this offseason to be able to get to that point. So, yeah.
Pico, you said you have a high standard for yourself. What is it? What's the standard you hold yourself to?
Just being able to be close to perfect at everything, execute at a high level, being able to, you know, study the offense, or know what kind of concepts to expect on certain plays and certain routes that they're about to run. And, you know, knowing all that stuff is like really important to me. And I think for this offseason, getting with some of the guys, some of the pros, and, you know, what Coach D. Nick has really helped me a lot. So I think getting all those perspective has made a big stride for me to get to where I'm at, to where I want to be.
Some of the pros, who are some of the guys you've either got to work with, talk to? What has that interaction been like, and who has it been with?
All these guys, the legends over here. I got with Jonathan Vilma, John Beeson, DJ Williams. So all those guys, man. I had talked with Michael Irvin too, see his perspective on his team. And I got a lot of useful information from them.
What's something they said to you that stuck out? Any one of them that's really like seared in your head?
When I was talking to Vilma, today I was with Vilma. So I think one thing that has stuck out to me was like the way he played the game. It was just pure physical and just pure aggressiveness. And that's something that a linebacker should have. And for me, I think I need to take another notch. Just being able to come downhill and just, you know, be a wrecking ball. So seeing those perspectives from Vilma has really like helped me see the other angles of being a linebacker.
You talked about studying other, obviously you're always going to study the other team, right? I mean, every week you guys are sitting in the film room and Coach Guidry, that's kind of what you do. But have you taken even more of a effort into this summer of just like studying offensive concepts?
Yes. I mean, I've been looking at the splits of receivers, looking at, you know, body language, all those like counts into what kind of routes to expect and, you know, what type of running play they're going to run. So I think I got a lot better looking at those because, you know, Coach D. Nick hits it all the time. Just looking at the body language, look, find the black sheep, you know, find the odd guy that tells everything because it's like a story. The offense is like a story. You just got to find that odd object in the story that tells everything.
Body language, bad or good? Like, what are you looking for?
Like leaning, like if they're leaning towards a certain place, they're looking, pre-snap body language, if they're looking somewhere, that's all that's the part of the story. That all tells what they're about to run. And if they're doing it at a consistent level, you know, you can look at that before snap and know what the play's going to go.
So when you sniff that out, bro, you must, if you see it and you know it, and then you make the play, that must only enhance your confidence.
Yes, enhance your confidence and like, your confidence is out of the roof and you just play free and, you know, you don't even have to think when you know what play is going to come. So
now I heard our new quarterback here likes to talk. True or false?
Oh, yeah, man. He's the same guy from because I played with him when I was at
Washington. How many years? One or two?
Just 1 year. He came in at my sophomore year and we played against each other and we practiced against each other almost every time. It's the same Cam Ward. Like, he's always talking to the defense, like, always starting something, which is really good because it gets the best out of you. It gets you competing and, like, it just gets everybody fired up. Because if they see a leader, you know, doing that, it makes everybody follow. And, like, everybody start competing at a high level. So I think it's a really good plus for us.
I'm sure it changes the energy on the practice field.
Sure does.
And I'm sure, friendly, as a teammate, you also probably want to shut him up.
Hey, that's all part of football, man. You go at it during practice, and then after practice, you go back to buddy-buddy. So
who's barking back on your side?
Oh, I think everybody barks back. Reuben Bain barks back. Elijah barks back. Mostly Elijah. Elijah likes to, you know, I think he's one of them that likes to talk back.
But, Austin?
Yeah, Elijah Austin. Even our linebacker, Coach D. Nick has ingrained that mentality in us. Like, you got to be a destroyer. Like, nobody's going to mess with us. Like, you can't be talking like that to us.
You've mentioned work a whole bunch of times, Kiko. I know Coach Cristobal. You listen to Coach Cristobal. That's like at its core what this program is going to be built on, right? But that being said, I don't think fans, even myself, really appreciate the amount of work that goes on behind closed doors inside of this building. So can you maybe detail the work you've put in, like what that looks like on a day in and day out basis?
So every week, our schedule is aligned to, you know, work out 3 days, and then we have runs on 2 days. So every day after workouts or after run, we always put in the extra work. That's either getting into, you know, block destruction or catching balls or getting on our drops. And after that, we watch films, just trying to get into watching film of ourselves, like critiquing our skills and our craft. So all that being put in, looking at the defense, looking at the offense, and just reading, watching film on them, just getting an idea of what to get into to put ourselves in a good situation. So all that work in is just a plus for school. And then I try to watch film at night too. So it's like every day I'm thinking about football. I got to be paranoid about this if I want to be good.
Now in high school, you played some quarterback, didn't you?
I did play quarterback.
And at American Samoa or when you came over to Cali?
I played quarterback against American Samoa. And then when I went to Cali, I played both ways. That's when I made the transition, play linebacker and quarterback. It's a great story because I never thought I was going to play defense at all because, you know, I love being a quarterback. I feel like I was a really good dual threat. I could throw the ball. I could read the defense and I could run the ball too. So when I went to Cali and I started getting big, I guess it's just like a growth spread of like, because us Samoans, we just get big out of nowhere. So
yeah, I kind of took notice of that.
I got big and then I was still playing quarterback. And then they booed me at linebacker too. So I started linebacker and I just fell in love with it. I got looked at as a linebacker and as a quarterback too. I got some offers at quarterback and, you know, I fell in love with being a linebacker. And that's all when it started.
2 years in American Samoa playing football. At that point, a quarterback. And your goal at that point was to go to college and play football.
Yep.
And you moved to California for what reason? Your junior year, yes?
Yeah, my junior year. And reason was because we weren't getting recruited as much in American Samoa. With the amount of talent that we had, we weren't getting looked at from college. So my parents made the sacrifice. You know, I made the choice too that I wanted to play football in the league. And to do that, I got to get looked at. So I had to make the sacrifice to move to Cali for a season. And that's when it all started.
Did Francis go with you or no?
He did. Francis came in his freshman year and he just went off on his freshman year. He was playing D-line and O-line. And I think he really did a really good job playing D-line. But I think he did better playing D-line than O-line.
Prior to going to California, were any colleges showing any interest?
No, there was nobody.
So you are self-confident. You believe you could play at a high level growing up, except you don't have any offers. So were you concerned? Was there ever any doubt? Or was it like, man, I'm going to make this happen?
I don't think there was ever a doubt that, you know, I was going to be the spot that I am today, because that was the same mindset I had. I just believed so much in myself that I was going to be able to do it. And before I even moved to Cali, I had the same mindset.
And when you got to Cali, though, people started taking notice of you.
Yep. That's when the college started talking to me, started hitting me up and my brother up, started inviting us to some camps. And that's when it all started.
Coach Guidry's on this podcast. He said something in the podcast, which is interesting about his defensive structure. At least one of the things, which is I want to mess with the brain trust. And he was talking about the center, the guards, and the quarterback, which I'm sure you're standing right on the other side of those guys. How much do you love being in this system?
I love being under Coach Guidry. He is really creative and he's very aggressive. He puts people in a really good position to play the position that you're confident and that you're ready to play in. He doesn't like putting people on different matches because it messes up your game or your groove. So I think Coach G does a really good job with that. And just being able to mix up some games with the blitzes and all that. So I love blitzing and, you know, Coach G really does love blitzing. So I love that he does that a lot.
So it sounds like he makes you feel really comfortable, whatever your spot is, whatever your role is, that he puts you at ease.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He knows your strength and he'll put you in a good position to play that.
So do you like the fact that you get to exploit your pass rushing skills and make plays in the backfield?
For sure. That's what I love the most, is just being able to be disruptive in the backfield. Rather it's a blitz or not thinking too much and just hit the gap. So, I mean, his system is very, very unique and simple that you could just play free.
I don't know how true it was, but I'm guessing you're glad you said you were studying way, way back at the beginning of this. One of the reasons you came back, you were assessing everything. So I'm guessing you're really glad he came back.
I'm 100% glad that he came back too and all the coaching staff came back because, you know, they are a really big step of my development here. And, you know, I'm grateful that they're here to coach me up and help me and my teammates with our development.
All right, my man. Can't wait to see you on the football field. It's close, man. I can't wait to see you guys run around, buddy. And it's going to be an awesome season. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Josh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.